CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Most importantly, he's based in London. And he is my interpreter of how to read the headlines in London about Boris Johnson, who's always in trouble. So I've gotten to ignore it whenever he is part of the headline. Boris does this, or Boris is challenged, or Boris won't make it, or I give him even odds that he'll blast out the month. This is because of events that I completely do not understand. There may or may not have been celebrations at Downing Street, Christmas of 2020. 2021, there were definitely no celebrations because important members of the government were forced to leave or forced to make confessions or forced to do something. Now, it's hard to believe that the prime minister of such an overwhelming majority is in trouble because of parties that may not have taken place. However, is there any other way to read this continuing controversy? For example, Joe, I see that there are almost even odds given by the bookmakers that Boris Johnson will not last out the year at Downing Street. What is driving this, Joe?
I think Boris Johnson has a bunch of problems. I mean, one of them is that Brexit, which is the issue that he was elected to deal with, is fading as a political issue. I mean, remember, if you cast your eyes back to 2019, which was receding further and further into the rear view, the reason that he was elected with such a large majority of the seats in Parliament in December of 2019 had to do with voters' frustration that Brexit had not happened yet. And he's delivered that. And that, you know, the UK is now out of the European Union. They're sort of settling into this pattern of difficult bilateral relations, but that's just how it's going to be. And so already, you know, Boris has the disadvantage that he has lost one of the big reasons that people had voted for him in the first place. And then I think that there had been a certain amount of simmering discontent with the way that he has handled the pandemic, whether that, and it's coming at him from all sides. I mean, some people were unhappy that he locked down too much. Other people thought that he didn't lock down enough. And then we discover some of these suggestions that actually he was not following the rules, or members of his administration were not following the lockdown rules that apply to everyone else, which is what the issue with the alleged parties in Downing Street during last year's Christmas lockdown or the 2020 Christmas lockdown are all about. And so I think that this adds up to a big problem for him, and he's got to come up with some reason for people to continue supporting him if Brexit isn't available. And they're also really skeptical about his handling of the virus and potentially his integrity in general.
I read just headlines from the Telegraph, the Tory Telegraph. This is a newspaper that it devotes itself to analyzing the majority party that Boris Johnson heads. WHO sees more evidence Omicron causes milder symptoms. Downing Street refuses to rule out rationing COVID tests. Early data promising around multivariant vaccine booster. Staff shortages see commuters stranded on first day back to work. Cut COVID isolation for school children, PM urged. Joe, this is nothing but turmoil. Now, we're suffering the same kind of doubts here with Omicron about what is the correct policy. It would appear that in the Tory Telegraph, Boris gets blamed for everything. Is that the way he likes it?
I wouldn't say he likes it, but that's definitely what you're signing up for if you want to be a British prime minister, because an important aspect of the pandemic and so many other features here is that Britain is much more highly centralized on a lot of these issues than the US is. So in America, you tend to have a great deal of diversity between the states in terms of their approach to some of these public health issues, which allows people to see what works and what doesn't. And it enhances accountability to a certain extent, because you can compare how your governor or mayor is doing with, you know, what the people across the state line are doing. That's not really possible here. And so that creates a situation where the Prime Minister Boris, in this case, is responsible for everything, and also in a strange way, kind of responsible for nothing, because no matter what he does, someone is going to blame him for whatever that is. And on top of that, they've got this issue where so much of the COVID policy is now kind of incoherent. They can't figure out whether they're trying to mitigate it or whether they're trying to still stick to a version of zero COVID with all of the self-isolation and quarantine rules, and it's just becoming harder and harder to figure out why they are doing what they are doing when you have a variant like Omicron that's spreading very widely, but also seems to be producing very mild symptoms in most of the people who get it.
Is your sense that the peak of get rid of Boris has passed? That Omicron, the Christmas holidays, the new year, a general mood of we can do this is replacing get Boris, and that he will survive just because there were so many people yelling for him and nothing happened?
Oh, I think that British politics tends to be a lot less predictable than that, partly because it's so easy to get rid of a prime minister. I mean, it really would only take a majority of the members of his own party in parliament to get fed up with him for whatever reason. And then he would be out and they would have another election to choose a new prime minister within the Conservative Party in parliament. So I think from that perspective, The problem that he faces is that clearly there is a lot of frustration. Some of it is probably pretty pent up under the surface, and you just never know when that's going to bubble up. I mean, it had been clear that his predecessor, Theresa May, was in trouble for a while. And yet, even then, you couldn't quite peg the precise moment when it happened that she did end up facing and losing that leadership challenge. So I would not say that he is out of the woods now at all, even though the crisis they were in when sort of news of these alleged parties in 2020 in Downing Street started filtering out last month.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics in London. We're coming home next. Inflation stalks the planet, but especially a concern in the major banks, the major central banks. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.